السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ملك السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور، أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء أقيما إنه عليم قدير. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, today alhamdulillah we have gathered over here for the aqiqah of brother Ajmal Khan's third child, the daughter Mayra Anaya Khan, granddaughter of brother Aslam Khan and his family. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills, He bestows the female upon whom He wills, and He bestows the male upon whom He wills. Or He bestows both males and females, and He renders barren whom He wills. Verily, He is the all-knower and is able to do all things. Basically, people like the son more than the daughters. And this is by nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in this way. He put the love of the son in the hearts of the parents more than the daughters. Even in Ayyami Jahiliya, the pre-Islamic era, it was so bad that they don't want to see the face of the daughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the Holy Quran, وَذَا بُشِّرَ أَحْدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَزِيمٌ. That when the news of the birth of the female child is brought to any one of them, his face becomes dark and he is filled with the inward grief. To that extent, they used to bury their masoom, infant, innocent daughter alive into the grave, alive. That's how cruel they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question those parents, those fathers who used to bury their daughters alive, that what crime, what sin the daughter has committed as a punishment, you people buried her alive. So it was so much, you know, humiliation for them to hear the news of the daughter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rahmatul lil alameen, mercy for the whole of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down him as a khatimun nabiyyin, sayyidul mursaleen. So he changed the whole society and he changed the mindset of the Arabs and throughout the human kind. Up till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they don't disregard, don't disrespect the woman and especially the daughters. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't say bad word to any daughter because I am the father of the daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him three sons, Abdullah, Qasim, Abdul Rahman, they all died in infancy. And there is a great wisdom and reason behind it. They didn't grow up. only four daughters of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from first wife Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha were survived. Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Ruqayya, Ummi Kulsoom, and Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. They all got married, they have children, and especially Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha was very, very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that Fatima is a part of my heart. Fatima is the part of my heart. He used to love her so much. To that extent, when Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was married with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they used to live some other apartments. So whenever Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to come to visit his beloved father Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of respect, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand up from his place and used to welcome Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to kiss on her forehead, used to hold her hands, and used to make her sit on his Mubarak place where he used to sit. No one was allowed to sit on the place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not even Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Ali, Uthman radiallahu anhu. No one. There was a special seat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But whenever Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to come, used to show the people how much you should respect and honor your daughters. Used to force her to sit down on his place. And similarly, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go and visit Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to do the same thing. She used to stand up, she used to kiss Mubarak head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used to bring him inside the house holding his Mubarak hand. She used to make him sit on the place, the special place she made for her father. That was the love of between father and daughter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam display in front of those people who used to bury their daughters alive. This was a very big step to show practically how much respect and honor a daughter deserve it. Rasulullah practically shown it. Whenever Rasulullah used to go out for any expedition for jihad or any journey, he used to visit all the houses of his wives, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, mothers of the believers. And lastly, he used to go to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He used to farewell, bid well her, and then used to go out of Medina. Last house will be the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. And when he used to return back from the journey, from the jihad, as soon as he used to enter into Medina Munawwara, first thing, he used to go to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then he used to come to Masjid al-Nabawi, he used to pray two rakat salat, and then he used to visit his own beloved wives. That was a tartib and a schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith that whoever has three daughters and he is patient with them, feeds them, give them drink and clothes, and spend wealth upon them, upbring them in proper way, they will be a shield for him from the fire of Jahannam. Three daughters. One Sahabi stood up, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what if a person only have two daughters? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, this virtue is for that parent also who had only two daughters. Upbring them in proper manner with respect and honor and love and kindness. And when they become mature, perform their nikah, and he will be with me in Jannah. Then one sahabi stood up. You see, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were source of knowledge for us. If they wouldn't ask the question, we wouldn't know the Sharia properly. One sahabi stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, You have mentioned the virtues of the three daughters, two daughters. What if a person just have one daughter? Is he going to be deprived? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Allah is Kareem. Allah is Rahim. Allah's treasure is very vast. There is no shortage in his treasure. He said, even a person has one daughter only, and four, five sons, or two sons, whatever. But I'm talking about especially the virtues of the daughters. He has one daughter only, and in the same manner, he upbrings her in proper way, without shouting, without getting angry, without insulting her, with the love and kindness. Inshallah, Allah will grant him also paradise with his mercy. And this is hadith in Ibn Majah. Another hadith in Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, whoever cares for two daughters until they reach maturity, he will come on the day of resurrection like this. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam joined his two Mubarak fingers, index and the middle fingers, like this. He and me in Jannah will be like this. Our predecessors used to say that the sons are the ni'mah, bounty, and the daughter is the hasanat. And the big difference between ni'mah and the hasana. For the ni'mah, bounty and favor, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow favor upon anyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask and question about every ni'mah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to question about every ni'mah, every bounty Allah has bestowed upon you. As for the hasanat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward for the hasanat. No question asked. So this is the difference between son and daughter. Another hadith comes to this extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with somebody, grants him a daughter. When Allah himself, if he is happy with somebody, grants him a daughter first. And if Allah wants to make him happy, Allah grant him son. Because he is only demanding, asking, making dua for son. So Allah is not happy. If Allah wants to make him happy, the father, then grant him the son. But Allah by himself want to be happy, then he prefer to have a daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Musa alayhi asked one day, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are happy with somebody, what gift you give it to him? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, I grant him a daughter. That is the sign of my happiness, my pleasure, that I grant him a daughter. Musa alayhi salam asked, if you are more happy? He said, if I am more happy with the same person, I grant him two daughters. Then Musa alayhi salam asked, if you are even more happy, very happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then I grant him three daughters. So if the father have three daughters, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very happy with that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if I bestow upon him a son, if I grant him son, then I tell the son, go and become a strength for your dad. Go, grow up and help your dad. Become his strength. Become, you know, his ability in his old age. You will be a helper, assistant. Become his strength. But when I grant him a daughter, I myself become his strength. This is the difference between son and the daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't say any bad words to a daughter, because I am the father of the daughters. as I mentioned before also. So, to granting the son and daughter, it is only the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And sometimes Allah grant both male and female, and sometimes He make the wife barren, aqima. So many problems, so many, you know, medicine or treatment she does, but there is no child in the nasib, in the luck, she doesn't get any child. But this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the scientifically also it is proven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in the sperm of a male and female 46 chromosomes. 46 chromosomes in single cell. In total, they arrange 23 pairs. 23 times 46. In most of their cells, the female has only X chromosomes. And male has X and Y chromosomes. So when the female's X joins to the male's Y, becomes XY, then only son get the birth. And when females, when the wife's X chromosomes mix with the husband's X chromosomes, then it becomes a girl. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah only kept in the chromosomes of the female on the wife X and X. There is no Y. And it is all depend on the sperm of the male, of the husband, that he has X and Y. If his Y is strong and get mixed with the X of the wife, then only the son comes out. So all depend on the husband, not on the wife. But unfortunately, in our society, what happens? When the wife give birth to one daughter, they're still okay. Second daughter, they don't like it. Third daughter, they don't like. Sometimes the in-laws start punishing and cursing, taunting the daughter-in-law. You're only giving birth to the daughter. We need son. We need son. Bring the son. But it is not in her hand. First of all, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second of all, it depend on the sperm of the husband, not on the wife. But they all blame the wife for having the daughter. To that extent, sometimes the husband divorced the wife because she only giving the birth to the daughters and not giving the son. And the in-laws force husband to get married second time and have the son from. So this is very, very bad attitude. We should not do like this, and we should appreciate whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, and we should accept it as the bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my brothers and sisters, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every parent is responsible for his child. And that is why in Surah Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran, that who you believe, protect yourself and your children from the hellfire. So it is total responsibility of the parents that how they should upbring in the Islamic manner in the household. There should be Islamic environment. Husband and wife both should be practical, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how the children will get affected. And today is the biggest fitna which we are facing is the cell phone, is the internet, is the iPad, it is laptop. I'll give some statistics that 95% children use the internet, 95%. 78% have cell phones, 74% have access to the internet on cell phones. And you can't take away from them, but now you have to engage with them, spend some quality time with them, discuss with them. In today's children, they don't talk looking into your eye. Whenever you ask them, they look down. And they only answer very shortly, yes, no, okay. They don't discuss. Because all the time they are playing the games, all the time. So they don't have a mindset to talk, to make sentence, to converse with the parents 5, 10, 15 minutes, argue, questions, no. If you ask them something, yes, no. And they're busy again with the games. So this is the very big dilemma in today's problem. American smartphone users on average launch social media application 17 times a day. 77% of the parents feel their children get discarded by their devices and don't pay attention when they are together. 36% of the parents and 32% of the teens say they argue with each other on a daily basis about the device use. Parents say don't use it and teens forced to use it every day. 56% of the parents admit they check their devices while they are driving. And children are watching and observing that, and it has a very big impact upon them. Now, my brothers and sisters, to spend quality time with our children is very, very essential. Especially dinner time, we should all get together. I'll give an example. Warren Buffett is a very famous multi-billionaire person. He has 100 million investment. He has 63 companies. More than 10 companies are in the Fortune founder. When they completed their 50 years, the marital life, they celebrated Golden Jubilee. And they invited in their function and about 30 prime ministers or presidents of the different countries were in his function, attended that function. Very big function in the London. So, while they were sitting on the stage, husband and wife, so one person stood up and he asked the question that, sir, can you tell us what is the reason of your successful marital life for 50 years and you're still happy? So he asked the question to the husband, you know, Warren Buffett. But the wife was sitting next to him. He pulled the mic on her side. And she said, I will answer this question. So people were observing and he didn't feel bad because question was asked to him, right? And the wife is snatching the mic. And that is, you can understand, half of the answer is already there. That he did not feel bad about it. His face did not change. So this is the compromisation, give and take. The successful marital life is based on give and take and the compromise. He compromised, okay, if you want to answer, you answer. So half of the question was already done. And then she said that the reason of our successful marital life is from the day one, we made the rule. You can say he is the owner of 100 companies all over the world, multinationals. How busy he could be the whole day from the morning till evening, attending the meetings and deciding the business, etc. How busy he could be. Every minute is counted, right? He said, exactly at the 8 o'clock, we all get together on the dinner table and no one allowed to touch the phone. Phone devices should be aside. Husband and wife, children, grandchildren, grand-grandchildren. They all sit together exactly 8 o'clock on the dinner table. And then, as they're having the dinner all together, they are discussing family affairs. If the children have problem at the school, they help him out. Homework, they help him out. That's the quality time they spend with the family. My brother, this is what we have to learn. We are not busy like Warren Buffett. Our business is not that multimillionaire. And we don't have time for that. It's the dilemma. You have heard about Steve Jobs, right? He is inventor of iPhone, iPad, iCloud. He has invested all these things. Very well known. Right? He is one of the best friends, Nick Bilton, who was the sub-editor of New York Times. And they were very close friends before Steve Jobs becomes multimillionaire. They were, you know, together in the school and they had very good relationship. So one day, Steve Jobs invited Nick Milton for the dinner. He came with his wife and they were all sitting on the table, dinner, and they're discussing. So Nick Milton knew, because he is the inventor of iPhone, Apple. And this Apple, my brothers and sisters, in every second, 11 iPhones are sold in the world. Every second, 11 iPhones are sold in the world. Such a huge, everybody has iPhone, Apple phone in his hand. So Nick Bilton asked him the question while they were sitting and eating together, that, Steve, your children must have very latest iPhone. Which iPhone are they are using? So Steve said, don't ask me, ask them, they are sitting next to you. The daughter and sons were there. So Nick Bilton asked them, which latest phone are you people using? Because your father is the inventor. They looked down, they keep on eating, they did not answer. And they were about 11 to 13 years old at that time. So then Steve Jobs said that my son and daughters did not touch any smartphone up till now. And Nick Bilton said, I got the shock of my life. The spoon fell down from my hand. What are you talking about? The whole world using your iPhone, your iPad, and your own sons and daughters are not using? How is possible? He said, the very first day, me and my wife sat down with my children. And I told them, look, if you want a latest iPhone, iPad, I can give it to you right away. No problem with me. But listen my advice. I am inventor and maker of this iPhone. I know the power, strength, and capacity of this iPhone. I know how risky and how dangerous it is to misuse it. It is not advisable for you people while you are children. You are not mature. Your mental, you know, maturity is not to that extent that you can understand right and wrong, harm and the benefit. So in this age, while you are child, it is not advisable to utilize the iPhone. So I gave them a keypad, small phone with the keypad. We used to have Nokia phone without internet access. So they are using that small keypad phone. And I explained them nicely, because if you misuse this internet and this iPhone, and I know how dangerous it is. And I don't have time to tell you all the excess of pornography and internet and whatever is going through with this latest iPhone and this gadget. I don't have time for that. But in the brief, I can tell you that according to one report, approximately population of the world, about 7.2 billion, out of it, about more than 4 billion people have the cell phones in the world. According to a survey of Enough is Enough, 33.5 million people have visited the Pornhub on internet, including small kids. In year 2017, it has increased to 5 million. Now it's 2026, you can imagine. Daily, over 100 million people visit a Pornhub. 30.3 billion search a day, or 962 search per second. In every minute, 63,992 new visitors arrive at Pornhub. In every minute, 12 new videos and 2 hours of content are uploaded to Pornhub. 80% of Pornhub new visitors are coming from the smartphones and tablets. The US is the top consumer of the Pornhub in the world. There are more than 4.5 million porn sites in the world. Half of them are only in the US. Half of them. 43% of the US people say the pornography is morally acceptable. So there are so many reports. I don't know time to go in detail. My brothers and sisters, we as a parent have very big responsibility to upbring our children in the proper manner. This is my last point, and then I'll conclude. In the Harvard University, one of the famous university of the world, which is in the US, one survey took place, and they did this survey on 1 million parents, 1 million. Different castes, creed, languages, religious, ethnicity, color, and nationality. And this survey took place in 110 countries. And about for 8 years, they continue searching, interviewing, questioning the parents. After 8 years of search, they came to conclusion, and with so many other points, they did one point that the first curse word, the first bad word, a child is learning from their parents, and especially from their moms. First bad word, a child learns from the mother. This is the survey. Because mother plays very important role in upbringing the child, because they spend most of the time in their childhood with their mothers, because father is out. He only comes in the late night or in the evening. He's tired. The whole day the child is spending with the mother, and they observe and listen every word mother is uttering, every action mother is doing. If mother is righteous and God-fearing and practical, obeying the Sharia, then the children observe her actions and they become the pious. But if mother is not pious, she doesn't care about salah, doesn't care about staff, and she is, you know, cursing and using the bad language while she is cooking, while she is angry, while on the cell phone, she is cursing and swearing someone, the child is listening. And the child's GB is very clean. He's just born. Our GB is full with the so much garbage. Our GB is full already. But their GB is very clear. So whatever observation, whatever word they are listening is, you know, instilling in their GB, is recording in their GB. So that's why it is very, very important. It is very, very essential that we must should upbring and take care of children from the childhood. And the first word from the mouth of the girl and boy should not be mama or daddy or papa. The first word should be the word of Allah from their mouth. So Rasulullah said, if a person's first word is Allah and last word is also Allah before his departing from this dunya, then definitely that kind of person will go to Jannah without reckoning by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah grant the prosperity and blessing on the new, this Aqiqah girl, Myra, and bring lot of blessings and rahmah upon this family. Inshallah, make dua, may Allah grant him prosperity and blessing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu ilayka yarji'u al-amru kulluhu. La usi salam alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Ya ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluhu. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين رب اغفر ارحمهما وارحمهما وادخلهما الجنه رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان
وحشنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, the food is ready, inshallah, you can eat it. And the Isha will be at 9:15, inshallah. Try to finish before 9:15.